Our next report comes from the second graders at Barnum. Al Ward is their teacher, and Addie is the reporter this week.
Addie observed that all the drainage ditches are full right now. She also has been observing many turkeys and is noticing that one of the turkeys is much larger than the rest. Brendan has been observing deer, birds, and squirrels and scat at his house. Jackson is happy to report that the mallard ducks have returned to his pond. He is seeing crows, and his mom thinks she saw a rosebreast grosbeak. Michael has up to 20 juncos at the bird feeders. He also observed a red-tailed hawk. Michael suspects it have been eyeing up to the dead mouse in the yard. He is also observing a large group of 23 common grackles. Clark had more and more robins and woodpeckers at the feeders. He also noted that it was so cold one night this week that all the ponds had a layer of ice over them in the morning. Mr. Lund observed a northern flicker that appeared to be clearing out a nesting cavity in a dying maple tree. He also has been observing sandhill cranes feeding in the fields near his home. He also has been noticing that the tom turkeys have been working hard to impress the hens. This is Addie reporting for Mr. Lund's second grade class, Barnum Elementary School, where we are seeking to make sense of our natural surroundings with our senses.
Nice job, Addie, and wow, what a great list of things that they saw. Turkeys, deer, mallards, crows, juncos, red-tailed hawks, grackles, flickers, and sandhill cranes, to just mention a few of the things that they were observing. We got this note from the principal, and Al sent this along. He said, "This report came in my inbox Friday afternoon. It is from our elementary principal, Mrs. Miss Vitito. And she said, "Dear second graders, your phenology report inspired me to observe carefully during my morning walk. This morning, Friday, April 17th, I noticed a bald eagle land on top of a tall spruce tree overlooking Little Hanging Horn Lake. As I walked underneath the trees, I wondered if it would startle and fly away. The bird kept its perch, looking down on its hunting grounds. I kept walking toward the pond, hoping to catch a glimpse of the beaver this morning. I haven't noticed any activity yet and was hoping today would be my lucky day. It was. The beaver was swimming next to the lodge, and then it dove underneath to the safety of its home. I'll visit the pond regularly to keep watch on the beavers and to check on the loon family. Last year, the loon family nested next to the lodge. I'm hopeful that they will come back. So far, I've heard loons but haven't seen them. I'm looking forward to hearing more about your observations of our natural world. There's so much to explore, Mrs. V." Isn't that wonderful? Gosh, the kids inspired the principal.
And I believe you said second graders.
Second graders, yeah.